Spartacus.
In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Are you pulling a vape?
No vaping inside.
Sorry, sleep paralysis.
Sorry.
It's fucking sleep paralysis. My experience with it is a documentary called The Nightmare, which explores 8 stories of the experience. And they have kind of like pre-sitting on this.
It's worse though, paralysis when
the nightmare is really creepy. So the common experience, just much like the alien elves that people see when on D&T, the real analogy to the sleep paralysis. One is just on your an instance of it for like human history. Quite similar, kind of like creatures. Mm. And then the other is a shadowy guy with a hat creeping into your room and creeping up onto your... Yeah, very much so. Or maybe a bit Freddy Krueger.
I actually just think Pete and Brad are closer than we think, and that's sort of the answer to that.
But have a hoon on the nightmare. It's a doco. It reenacts those instances of sleep paralysis. It's a little bit like, you know... It does kind of feel a little bit like you're watching a alien abduction story sometimes.
Is it like a green security camera film on people sleeping most of the time, and someone gets up and does weird stuff?
No, it's very moody with rakish camera angles and lots of shadows.
Yeah,
yeah. But I have a hoon on that. It's a good one.
Good.
Anyway,
g'day. Like Silhouette Night in John's place, actually.
On Thursday night, the Hollywood Avondale, Christine.
Oh, it's all showing. Spooky. Anyone would think it's Halloween.
I remember this movie being a little bit scary. A little bit.
I think, like, you know, the idea of a car being possessed and killing people is the stuff of Simpsons episodes and pop culture laughs now. Stephen King does know his way around a story.
Somebody needs to bring those e-scooters to life in a freaky movie, don't they?
Whoa, Black Mirror. Christine, so this is probably like the most defining thing about this film is the mint car that's in it.
Yeah.
It's a 1958 Plymouth Fury. Indeed. So check it out then this Thursday at Hollywood Avondale. Bring your own Plymouth Fury if you've got one of those 5-3, perhaps.
He was.
We've got a double ticket.
It got me this movie, but it's quite like shopping in a car that utilizes a suite. Best one there at the Edge and Cat on next time.
Oh, that's great. I love
going there. Have you been to the basement part of that building, which is like, it's kind of like knick-knacks.
It's retro area. Stuff. I've gone in there. Yeah, it's me.
And one of the things that they have there, they've got the 1973 Ford Falcon on Mad Max in the basement.
All the trimmings.
Which is a booty. That booty one. Probably the closest local equivalent to that, you know, like Kiwis, we've got a few car movies, but they're usually quite unassuming. You know, you could say goodbye pork pie, but that might create more sleep paralysis, perhaps.
People love that movie.
So on the New Zealand front, there's a great pink Trans Am in a film called Shake or Run,
mm-hmm.
which is a terrible film. It's New Zealand's attempt to make a very stunt-based film. There are some great scenes you can watch on YouTube, though. They shut down a whole bunch of Wellington for an inner-city car chase, which is quite good fun. And you can see members of the public kind of like cordoned back in the back of shots who are quite into watching the car chase.
Car rip around the block.
Yep. There's some good stunts there. There's some stunts down the main drag. Probably the best vehicle, though, is the title vehicle of the film Battle Truck from 1982, which is a post-apocalyptic sci-fi
New Zealand film?
Rings a bell.
American film,
okay.
Made in New Zealand for tax dodge purposes.
Mm-hmm. Lots
like
of
just a real dunger like.
Isn't that why everyone's making movies here now?
Yeah, but I think they used to make them and not care what they were. Now it just helps with the bottom line. but previously it'd be like, let's get Tom Selleck down, he'll make a movie about finding a crash plane and
is Tom Selleck still doing any acting?
We'll all lose money and somehow we'll all
he's
make
stopped,
money at the same
but
time.
The moustache is carried on.
He stopped? He's retired? Tom Selleck is retired? Is that official?
I don't know. I think he's... And he does telly, I think.
Okay.
But the mower's gone.
How much you got, John? Do you want to get him out?
Mm.
tell you what, though, the trifecta of good cars is in the Bruno Lawrence film The Quiet Earth, where there's a real mint one. There's a 1972 Holden Turana, which is a...
two-door or four-door?
I think it's a four-door. It's a really, really nice brown, a really nice shade of brown. There's a 1984 white Toyota Hilux Ute, which really does the business in that film. And then also he just kind of does a bit of like putting around in a bronze 78 Mitsubishi Sigma, which is not
a friend of mine has a station wagon.
It's kind of like not the car you want when you're the only person left in the world and you can have any car you want. You probably don't choose a 78 Mitsubishi. But
sleeper though.
Yeah.
Somebody's texted in battle truck. Right on.
Have you seen Ronin?
Yeah, that's the De Niro starring.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen that, but that at the time had some sort of mind-blowing car chases in it.
Yeah, that's got a good car chase in it. That one, yeah. You know, look, if we're gonna throw it up into the international sphere,
keep it local. The Wilder People, Hunt for the Wilder People. Great car chase in that as well. Yep, pretty good.
Cool. I think that's everything. That's it.
Video of the Santa Parade. Pretty good.
Speaking of parades, though, I'm going to break my own rules and just draw everyone's attention back to the great parade that is the end of National Lampoon's Animal House, which has a very, very delightfully reworked Lincoln Continental in it. But I won't give too much away. Animal House is good for a laugh. One for the weekend if you're trapped indoors and hotboxing, perhaps.
It's been a while since I've seen Animal House. All right, Steve.
Might see you guys at Christine.
Is Animal House anything like Island of Dr. Moreau?
Exactly like it, actually. Okay. I think.
Yeah, less Tim Morrison, but.
Caller, are you calling from the car at all?
I'm just calling about the fact that we don't have a lot of good New Zealand movie car chases because there's too many bloody real ones with the cops and the police and anything on the streets anyway.
The roads are a bit shit as well, to be fair.
Yeah, but I was talking to my brother yesterday.
That's good. Same.
That it's quite incredible that we've got guys that make millions of dollars in a motor racing sport that started from illegal drags and drifting in back streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess like that's the same with...
like Mad Mike Whittick and Red Bull sponsors and all that.
Yeah, that's, I guess it's similar in the States with the running the alcohol and that, eh?
Yeah.
Right on.
Crazy, yeah.
Heritage, man. Taking it back.
All right, bye.
Thanks, bro. Sound like a car dude to me.
Cool. I think I said more kinds of cars in the last 5 minutes than I have in my life.
Drive.
All right.
Cheers, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.